FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is February 22nd, 2017, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 412. 412, imagine that. Hey, by the way, in case you didn't hear, my new book, Viral Podcasting, is out, self-published. A masterpiece on the art of podcasting. Yes, it's an art, not quite a science yet. I'm proud to have done it. Viral Podcasting, a proven process to earn a six-figure income from your show. Look, I've been doing it 6 years. I've learned a lot. For 4 years, I didn't make hardly a cent. But it's out now. It's on Amazon in Kindle form as well as hard copy. You can get it on Amazon or you can go to my site, viralpodcasting.com. Tell me what you think of it. I really put my heart and soul into this one. It really made me a better writer. I was always pretty decent, but now I think I've really gotten pretty decent at it. So a couple of housekeeping things. Twitter feed is at Kerry Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. So you go over to your iTunes store. Assuming you're on a Mac, you've got iTunes there already. You're on a PC. If you haven't downloaded it, you go to iTunes.com, download the program, go to the iTunes store. You can just Google that, or if you've got the program, just click iTunes store and then type in the search bar, Kerry Lutz or Financial Survival Network, and then it comes up. You click subscribe. Every show automatically gets downloaded to your computer every time we do a show. Pretty amazing. The miracle of the internet. Can you believe it? So anyway, I wrote a newsletter recently. If you haven't read it, basically it's going to be curtains for Comrade de Blasio. We will mourn his passing, by the way, because aside from being a total doofus, he was just great for material. The guy is so dumb. He doesn't even know he's dumb. That's what makes him great. You know, a lot of people who aren't too bright understand that they're not too bright. Like when I go into a room full of people who are much smarter than me, and there's a lot of people smarter than me, look, let's face it, we all pale in comparison to others in many situations. But de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, never understood this, that he's a man of very limited capabilities, of limited talents. He never got it. And he thinks that Trump is a moron. Well, hey, Trump, according to one thing I read, supposedly has 154 IQ. I really take issue with anything that purports to measure people's IQs. There's so many ways to measure purported intelligence. But this guy, so look, prior to his swearing in, Trump had a brief, in my opinion, underreported meeting with U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, a really brilliant guy. Indian American, and I don't mean Native American, like India, the place that Christopher Columbus actually sailed off trying to find in the first place, the Indian subcontinent. A lot of bright people there, great programmers. Got some good friends who are Indians that I made when I moved down to Florida, of all places. You know, New York is the great melting pot, but I moved to Florida and I make all these friends, Pakistanis, people from all different backgrounds. In New York, it was basically just look in a mirror. Those are the people that I was friends with. Anyway, you're probably aware that the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney's Office there, is the premier federal prosecutor's gig for all of the prosecutors. Maybe D.C. is second place. I mean, it's where Thomas Dewey cut his teeth, and so did Rudy Giuliani and numerous other notorious or famous U.S. attorneys started. And it was announced then that Bharara, who was an Obama appointee, interestingly enough, would be keeping his post. And Bharara really reminded me a lot of Chris Christie. And the rumor is that Chris Christie is going to Washington, Bridgegate scandal and all, perhaps to take Reince Priebus's place as Trump's Trump's chief of staff. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but he probably is going to go to D.C. because, you know, it looks like Trump needs a kick-ass, take-charge person to run his office there. Just my opinion. But anyway, Bahara, like Chris Christie, equal opportunity prosecutor. Chris Christie prosecuted everybody, Republican, Democrat. Regardless, if they were corrupt, they got prosecuted. And this is exactly what Bahara did. He prosecuted, sent off Shelley Silver, Democrat, long-term feared Speaker of the Assembly in New York. And then he prosecuted Dean Skelos, Senate Majority Leader, sent him away. They might be appealing right now, but they're going to jail. There's not even a question about it. There's no way their convictions will be overturned in the Second Circuit or in the Supreme Court. It's just not going to happen. He's been vigorous at it. He was after, it appeared for a while, Andy Cuomo, the governor of New York, about as big a lefty as you could find. And it looked like he got the message from the White House to lay off, and he didn't prosecute him. But there's a new scandal in New York, which has led to the indictment of some of Cuomo's closest aides and friends. And, you know, Trump is no friend of Cuomo. Cuomo's no friend of Trump's. Who knows? Maybe he'll go for the trifecta, but maybe he'll go for the quadfecta, which is Comrade de Blasio, because this is what's of most interest to you, the FSN community, and to myself, because Comrade de Blasio has been the motherlode of material for this show. We'll almost feel bad to see him go. There's so many investigations swirling around this guy. New York City Mayor Comrade Bill de Blasio. State investigations. The Manhattan District Attorney. I'm putting Italian to everything. The Manhattan District Attorney. He's after him. But de Blasio despises Trump. He's been out there marching in demonstrations, and Trump more than returns the feeling. You know, one day de Blasio just took away the police protection from Trump Tower. He opened up 56th Street and said, I think it's 56th Street, which was closed down for a week, said, just go ahead, open to all traffic, which is insane. Really, Trump shouldn't be carrying on government business in Midtown Manhattan. It's indefensible. It's not logistically sound, but be that as it may, he was doing it. It's up to New York City to really secure that area, the police department, or at least have a discussion about it. Say, look, Donald, not a good idea. Why don't you go do it in Florida? Do it in Bedminster at your club. Go someplace else and do it. Just don't do it here. It's not a good thing for the city. Bad for business. But de Blasio, far too stupid to ever have that discussion. I mean, since de Blasio, well, we'll get into that in a bit. So anyways, there's so many prospective charges here. Bribery, pay for play, performing illegal favors for contributors, like getting them pistol permits. Try getting a gun permit to carry in New York City. It's very difficult to do. There's a laundry list of criminal acts here. He was raising funds for a nonprofit, for a campaign fund to try to kick the Republicans out of control of the Senate, the only branch of government that Republicans control in New York State. He did that illegally. Crazy. So supposedly, there's going to be a meeting that takes place between Bahara and de Blasio to allow the mayor to explain why everything that he did was legal. And you know, any first-year law student will tell you, this is not a good idea. You're a target here. Nothing good can come of it. And de Blasio is a fool. He's a poor judge, like I said, of his own limited talents. A buffoon of the lowest order, and an all-around idiot, as exemplified by his latest statement that illegal aliens who drive around drunk are not committing a serious crime. I mean, look, comrade, tell that to the mothers against drunk driving. I mean, these illegal alien drunks kill off like hundreds of people a year. They have no respect for our laws whatsoever. And not a smart thing to say, comrade, even if you did think it, which you obviously did. His reign as mayor of the country's largest city has been an unmitigated disaster, decriminalizing public urination, ushering in a homeless pandemic, intentional traffic paralysis, potential financial calamity as he pays off his union masters, and a personal war upon the police. And this is what this guy has done in his short tenure as mayor. And he's been the Calamity Jane of New York City, the Typhoid Mary, the fiscal Typhoid Mary of Manhattan. To top it off, based upon his dubious record of achievement, he had the temerity to believe that one day he could be president. And then again, if you look at those who've come before him, perhaps his ambitions weren't so delusional, weren't so off the wall. The only problem is that he doesn't have the intellect or the cunning to be an effective sociopath. Therefore, there were clearly limits to his ability to rise to the top. I mean, with the latest developments, they're probably making room for him right at this moment at Bernie Madoff's Club Fed. Maybe several years at Bernie's side will school him in the skills necessary to advance his criminal aspirations, but in all likelihood, probably not. Madoff was really not very bright, but at least he perfected a creative method of separating greedy investors from their hard-earned cash. De Blasio has never possessed such talents, and therefore he did the only thing that he could do, enter politics, and the rest will soon be history. But like I said, here at FSN, we're going to miss him dearly, because anytime we were lacking for a topic of discussion or an example of why socialism is destined to fail and always fails, all I do is just pick up a copy of the New York Post or look at New York City's website and instant inspiration. It was beautiful. But however, history has taught us that there's never a shortage of people who refuse to learn its lessons, and we're completely confident that someone even less talented, and believe it or not, less intellectually gifted, will emerge from the swamp to fill his large but not unfillable shoes. Look, by last count, there were some 21 political seagulls circling the City Hall garbage heap looking for a place to land. Hard to believe, isn't it? So that's what's coming up next. And you can just see the handwriting on the wall. They will find another incompetent to take his place, so fear not. Hey, I got a couple of comments on the website. So we kind of refined it and went back to a similar theme to what we had before. One column and just pretty much, a few ads. Gotten rid of most of the ads. I can't stand them anymore. We're limiting advertising on the actual site itself. And the amazing thing is everybody loves it. I'm getting comments galore. So if you like the site, let me know. And look, the first three people who send in an email telling me they like the site, I will shoot you out an e-copy of Viral Podcasting so you can take a look. Let me know what you think. And anybody who can send in, who buys the book, please, please, please send a do a review on Amazon. Let us know what you think. Okay? So anyways, there's lots of news going on. And yeah, one thing I wanted to say, many of the people who were doing what I do during the election, they decided to become like all Trump all the time. And they're still doing it now. I'm not going to name names. And they're people that I respect who I think do excellent work. I thought about doing it and I just decided I really don't like politics that much. And I don't want to become all politics all the time. Oh, we just got a user comment on the site. Thank God you put the site the way it was. I mean, that is funny. I mean, hey, you're welcome. I mean, I can be thick at times, I will admit it, but it really wasn't a hard decision because less of you were looking at the site. I mean, that's really the way it is. You just didn't like it as much. So I bow to your will because what I do for you, not for me. Yeah, I do it for me. I won't deny that, but I do it because I'm filling a need and getting back to becoming all Trump all the time or all election or all politics. I don't think you want that. I mean, if you told me you wanted it and thousands of you begged me to do it, I'd probably start a separate show just for politics, and maybe I'll do that at some point, but I don't really think you want me to do that. It's not really why I started doing this. I do watch politics a lot, but I don't really want to participate in the debate. I've done it before. I once ran for office. It was the most horrible, horrible experience of my life. I don't want to do it again. So something that's been going on under the radar, and it's politically related, but it's not exactly politics per se. It's a means of using the levers of power to get what you want. These pedophilia rings, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of it, Pizzagate. Okay, since Trump took office, and since his attorney general was sworn in, there have been thousands of child trafficking and child prostitution arrests throughout the country. Even Jerry Sandusky's adopted son was arrested for child abuse. And it seems that it's going on all over the place. It seems that it's pointing to powerful people higher up than even he. There were a lot of rumors going on all over the place about this prior to this Pizzagate scandal. The mainstream media did its best to try to suppress this as much as it could, but it looks like they failed. And I think we're going to see a huge, huge blow up of this thing internationally. It's going to be a huge worldwide scandal that you're not going to believe what's going to come of it. I'm going to leave it at that. But if you got any comments about it, please tell me what you think. And if you know anything, I'd love to hear about it. So it looks like if we weren't supporting ISIS in the Mideast, we were supporting somebody that was supporting ISIS, because it looks like Syria, we've cut off all aid for these so-called moderate jihadists, if there was such a thing, because they appear to be collapsing over there like a house of cards. I mean, what the heck's going on? Don't know. But all of a sudden, it looks like we've switched sides there. And now, what's happening? I expect this ISIS thing to be gone shortly. It makes you very, very suspicious who the heck we were supporting. Hey, Marine Le Pen, her party, supposedly far right person. I doubt she would be considered far right in the U.S., but far right in France is another matter. And they raided her party's headquarters the other day. Her chief of staff bodyguard was detained by French police. It sounds like they don't want her, which means it sounds like probably a good idea to elect her, maybe? I don't know. It's a crazy thing. But I am predicting she's going to be elected by a landslide, or as close as you can get to a landslide when half your population is insane. She's going to get elected. I mean, this is what's happening all over the world. Just repudiation of government, repudiation of your leaders. We did it here in the U.S., Brexit, Italy, Catalonia. It's going to happen all over the place. And, government, they've abused us long enough. We're tired of it. So did you hear about the soda tax in Philadelphia? It's led to a 30 to 50% plunge in sales with mass layoffs. You know, Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, a purchase that was $6.47 last year overnight went to $9.75, 50% increase in beverages in the price. Now, I don't drink soda. When I moved to Florida, I said, I'm not drinking soda anymore. I've had enough of it. It's not good for you. Makes you fat, whether it's diet or whatever. It's just no good for you. But you can make the decision whether you want to drink soda or not. The government doesn't need to make that decision for you, I don't think. But evidently in Philadelphia, they need to make that decision for you. So, layoffs are happening. The guys who drive the sodas to the stores, to the restaurants, to the supermarkets, they're going to be laid off. The people who manufacture them, all of this, all unintended consequences. All Philadelphia was trying to do was extort some money and swell the tax coffers. And instead, they're getting layoffs here. They wanted to bring in $92 million a year for education programs and to renovate parks and recreation centers. And instead, they're going to wind up with less taxes, 27% sales decline, and more people out of work. This is government at its finest. Don't you love when they do stuff like this? I mean, these people are idiots. And all you have to do is look at economics, and you know, there's probably people driving to New Jersey, picking up like tractor trailer loads full of the stuff and selling it in front of City Hall. This is what you do. I doubt there's tax stamps on sugary drinks, on Coca-Cola and Pepsi. You can just sell it on the street. Pretty soon they'll have, just like in New York City with the cigarettes, they'll have like armed guards, you know, armed police arresting people for smuggling untaxed soda over state lines. Right? Can't you see it? Hey, it's a beautiful thing, government. I mean, they're just so stupid. They're morons, and you see it over and over again. Hey, what about this idea of Tom Brady challenging Pocahontas? Don't you love it? Wouldn't you love to see her beaten by Brady? I mean, I'd love to see him throw a football at her big fat head. I'm just kidding. I just think she's a comedy act that just keeps on giving. I mean, maybe she could run for mayor of New York City after de Blasio gets indicted, which he no doubt will. Man, are Republicans stupid or what? This is why I hate political parties. They can't figure out how to repeal Obamacade and replace it with something better. Just can't figure that out. They can't figure out how to cut taxes, the corporate tax, which is the highest in the world, and how to cut it. They just can't figure anything out. They are morons. You know, how they got to be in power is a mystery to me. This Mitch McConnell, he's got a weak chin. He's got a chicken neck. And he goes, I mean, the guy's pathetic. He allowed them to delay Trump's, you know, cabinet nominees. And, you know, for a month, Trump's been there. He was, you know, it's been a month now. January 20th. He was inaugurated, and now it's the 22nd, and the rest of them won't be sworn in till next week because they're on recess because they work so hard. I mean, and that Paul Ryan is just NFG. I mean, he is just the worst. They're all horrible. And the only thing worse than them are the Democrats. We should outlaw political parties in this country. You should get 10 years if you join a political party. I mean, I know First Amendment, right of association, but trust me, our founding fathers, if they knew what these political parties were all about, they wouldn't have legalized them. They never knew there were going to be political parties when they wrote the Constitution, because had they known, they would have outlawed them. Trust me on that. They're just criminal organizations. They should be prosecuted under RICO, throw them all in jail. I mean, then you could let the purse snatchers out because they're far more damaging than purse snatchers. They're up there with armed robbers, kidnappers, and pedophiles. Ooh, did I say pedophiles? Well, a lot of them probably fall into that category. I'm not saying names. I'm not naming names. I don't know which ones are. I have opinions, but I have no idea which ones are. But hopefully, our new Attorney General, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, gee, that sounds like a racist name, doesn't it? Perhaps he'll get to the bottom of it. It sure looks like he's going to. Needs to fire some of these holdover Obamacade U.S. attorneys, other than Preet Bharara. Let's get to the bottom of it. Hey, I want some emails. KL@KerryLutz.com. KL@KerryLutz.com, Twitter feed @KerryLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. All right, that's it for now. It's been another Triple Lutz Report. This is Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.